Let's go right back to the phones and let's pick up Lynn in Temecula, and she's got some trigeminal neuralgic questions. Are you there, Lynn?
Yes, I am.
So you've got some trigeminal neuralgia?
Well, it's actually my sister. You've helped me so much in the past. I thought I would call in.
All right. Well, usually this problem affects the face, the neck. Is it one side? How old is she? How bad is it? And what are her symptoms like? And how much does she weigh?
She is 56 and probably around 130 pounds.
Okay.
And it's excruciating pain.
That's what I want to know. Excruciating pain. Okay.
I think it's on the left side
of,
only.
Yeah, of the face, yeah.
And the doctor has tried several medications, like anticonvulsants.
No.
She's getting hives and all kinds of things.
Well, I'll tell you, there's two prospects here. There's actually three. One is she could be in heavy bone loss. At her age, that's very possible. So the very first thing that I would do, I mean like yesterday, is to get on the HCL detox kit.
Okay.
And I'd want to use a little higher dose than we normally would use for her body weight and size. So I'd probably go with 6 HCL and 3 activator. And, you know, if this bothers her at all, she can't swallow it, it bothers her stomach, then she has to go to a stomach complex tea and take 2 capsules of the stomach complex and make it as tea, okay?
Okay.
And drink it completely, then go ahead and take the HCL detox kit. It should stop it totally. Now she tolerates it. Within a couple days, she may see a relief in the pain just from that.
Okay.
But this is kind of the entry fee to make sure we can deal with it, because there may be viral expression that's triggering the pain. But unfortunately, there are 4 possibilities, not 1. So her best bet always is going to be to see a QRA practitioner, because they don't have to guess like me over the phone here.
Uh-huh.
And they would be able to determine exactly what it is, and they can BRT her and make every point strong. Stress tap, a suspect problem, and see if indeed it makes the site of the pain weak. Okay? Now,
okay.
A BRT vial may help her reduce the pain as well, because she can BRT herself several times in a day. The second issue is that we may actually have a jammed neck, face, and head, okay? And jammed means that dental work blocked the normal lymph and the drainage sites for the jaw. Okay? And by doing this, infection is building, and it's excruciating pain because it can't drain. And so the pain gets worse and worse. So if we do have a jammed left jaw, in her case, then I would guess that we've got to do mud packs, Medibody packs, and these would be done at the left hand. And then if there is no scar or trauma between the left hand and the face, and unfortunately I'm concerned there may be a vaccination, because of her age there may be a smallpox vaccination on the left arm. If that's the case, then she has to go through the new vaccination protocol and clear that blockage. Then she should be able to go and mud pack the base of the jaw. Once she's able to do that, often there's dramatic relief, okay? So what I would say is, even though she may have to do 2 packs on her hands, 2 packs on the vaccination, if she's in this much pain, I would do maybe 6 packs in a day and then be exhausted the next day but out of pain. Normally you only do 2 packs every other day, but I would do 3 sets of 2 packs and get onto the jaw right away so it can drain. Okay? And that's number 2. And see, more to go here, unfortunately. Number 3 for her is that it actually may be a viral infection. See, remember, if it's virus activation in the mouth, the HCL detox kit could deactivate it. If it's a virus from the outside, the HCL may be able to reduce it. That's why I also use the higher dose. But we may need to do something to actually support the typical kinds of problems we see in the mouth. Hyssop is one of my favorite guys. And at her body size, I'd probably use about 4 per meal. to try to address that right in the head, face, and neck. And, of course, the next issue is she may be in heavy bone loss. And the neuralgia may just be the bone loss or a combination of these things. So in this case, we'd want her to get pH paper and pH trio. And, you know, she may have a parathyroid issue. She may have a kidney issue. And this may not work. But I would certainly try it because she's in such pain. And so with the pH paper and pH trio, I'd start out with about a teaspoon of the coral and mix it in about 1 ounce or one jigger, the only good use of a jigger glass, of aloe drink and about 2 ounces of water. So she puts an ounce of the aloe, 2 ounces of water in a glass, and then mixes the coral in that and drinks it down. She can take a dose, a teaspoon a.m. and p.m., because by increasing calcium, magnesium, and trace elements in live source, she'll faster move the pH, and now we may be able to get some pain relief. So those are the four most critical things we need to do to get this going. And there is a fifth one, which is least critical, and that is she may have an abscessed or infected tooth. Very quickly and more precisely than we currently can with dental testing, you can identify the tooth. And if there is a dead tooth, that would need to be extracted. And again, that might bring the relief that she needs, okay?
Okay. And with the HCL detox, how many times a day?
With every meal, she would be using 2 HCL and 1 activator with every meal. For the short term, we would use 6 and 3, short term, probably 2-3 weeks, even after the pain is easing, to disinfect the whole area.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Good luck. I'm glad we were able to help you, and I hate having to guess at it, but I went through everything that a QRA person would do just in case she can't get in there. Since she's in such pain, this ought to buy her some relief very quickly, okay?
Yes, I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank
Bye now.
Thank you.